Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Animals from the ordinary to the exotic keep showing up in popular songs. From bugs to behemoths, they serve as reference points for everyone from kids to lovers.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Animals range from the real to the make-believe. In songs, they often appear as part of a juvenile strain, either sung by a child or sung by an adult who's imitating a child. Either way, there's something in them that borders on the goofy, especially when they come from the 1920s. When they're from the Depression, when sweet innocence appeals to large numbers of people, children sing them. From 1926, Harry Reaser and the Seven Wild Men, I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers. And from 1935, Shirley Temple with Animal Crackers in My Soup.
Right this way for the Wild Animal Show.
Right through a hoop, those animal crackers in my soup. When I get hold of the big bad wolf,
Corey Reeser with Frank Rich, Harry Link, and Sam Coslow's I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers, and Shirley Temple with Ray Henderson, Ted Keeler, and Irving Caesar's Animal Crackers in My Soup. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Popular music has an unusual juvenile strain running through it. Songwriters produce these songs for adults to sing to children or as novelties for adults to sing in imitation of children. Lyricist Sammy Kahn called this the greatest animal song of all. Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke wrote it for Bing Crosby to sing with a choir of adolescent and pre-adolescent boys. Crosby plays a priest who, among other things, writes songs. A music publisher turns down his love songs, but when he hears this novelty, he leaps at the chance to publish it. It's the kind of song a grown-up sings to kids. From Going My Way, Bing Crosby with the 1944 Swingin' on a Star.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Bing Crosby, Swingin' on a Star. 15 years after Van Heusen and Burke wrote Swingin' on a Star, Van Heusen began a long collaboration with Sammy Kahn. They needed a song for Frank Sinatra to sing to his young son in the 1959 movie A Hole in the Head. Kahn said he proposed writing an animal song, but then collapsed in embarrassment when he remembered Van Heusen's Swingin' on a Star. Instead, they settled on a song about bugs. Frank Sinatra, High Hopes.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high hopes.
pie, apple pie in the sky.
Hope so anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned that one could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky. Hope so anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
dam. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam. There goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Kerplop!
Frank Sinatra, High Hopes. These songs were an important part of animated shorts from Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck to Bugs Bunny and Wile E. Coyote. They were also performed by adults who behaved as if they were children. Either way, these novelty songs had a touch of the surreal to them. It seems unlikely so many years later, but both of these songs were enormous hits, perhaps because they were the kind of silly escapism that succeeded during the Great Depression. From 1933, Henry Hall's orchestra with Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, and from 1939, Kay Kaiser's orchestra with Three Little Fishes.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Fa la 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 la. Ago there were three pigs, little handsome piggy wigs. For the big, bad, very bad, very big wolf, they didn't give three figs. Number one was very gay, and he built his house with hay. With a hey, hey, toot, he blew on his flute, and he played around all day. Number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with twigs. Hey, diddle, diddle, he played on his fiddle, and danced with lady pigs. Number three said, nix on tricks, I will build my house with bricks. He had no chance to sing and dance, 'cause work and play don't mix. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? La 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 la.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Three little fishies in a itty bitty pool. And boopy doopy doop, Babbitt. Down in the meadow in the itty bitty poo swam the three little fishes and the mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And the swim, swam, swam right over the dam.
Down in the muddy itty bitty poo swam three little fishes and mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And you fam and you fam right over the dam.
Poop, poop, did 'em, dot 'em, what 'em, chew. Poop, poop, did 'em, dot 'em, what 'em, chew. And he swam and he swam all over the dam.
Stop, said the mommy fishy, or you'll get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be boss. So the three little fishes went out on a spree. And they swam, swam, swam right out to the sea.
Stop, said the mama fishy, you did wash. But the three little fishes didn't want to be boss. The three little fishes went off on a spree. He swam and he swam right out to the sea.
Poo-poo, riddle-diddle-dazzle, blip. And he swam and he swam out to the sea.
We yelled the fishies, oh, here's a lot of fun. Swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and they swam, it was all a lark. Till all of a sudden they met a shark.
We yelled the little fishies, what's the fun? A swim in the sea till the day is done. And they swam and they swam and there was a walk. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Poo-poo, skiddly did. Poo-poo, skiddly did. Poo-poo, skiddly did. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Help, cried the fishies, oh, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam and swam and swam back over the dam.
Help, cried the little fishies, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam. And they swam and they swam to the dam all day.
Poo, 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 poodle rack-a-sacky. Poo, 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 poodle rack-a-sacky. And they swam and they swam back over the dam.
Oh, that shark almost ate us for seafood, Mama.
Henry Hall's orchestra with Frank Churchill and Ann Ronell's 1933 Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? And Kay Kaiser's orchestra with Saxe Dowell, Josephine Carringer, and Bernice Iden's 1939 Three Little Fishies. The best of these songs look at the relationship between humans and animals, both similarities and differences. This is one of the oddest songs I know. It starts out as an animal act in the circus, but soon moves on to the surreal and the grotesque, as it lays out how much like us these talented but bizarre dogs are. Joan Morris and William Balcom with Professor Hauptmann's Performing Dogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present the headlining act of the day. An act that is played for the crowned heads of Europe, appearing for the first time in the U.S. Professor Hauptmann's performing dogs. Professor Hauptmann's miraculous dogs. Jugglers and acrobats dressed up like clowns. Dogs in tuxedos and swank evening gowns. Some dressed like sailors in navy blue jeans. Standing up and acting just like real human beings. Professor Hauptmann's performing dogs. Professor Hauptmann's incredible dogs. One rides a pony and carries a purse. One is on roller skates dressed like a nurse. A dog in a derby is doing a dance. A mutt in red suspenders keeps on losing his pants. Someone up there in the third mezzanine said, ain't that the cutest thing you've ever seen? An elegant puppy in a black tie stood up at the piano and started to play. An Alsatian hound, all bejeweled and begowned, heard the music and started to bay. The first tenor howled and the baritone growled, and the audience shouted, hooray! A little chihuahua got so excited, it had to be taken away. Someone up there in the third mezzanine said, ain't that the cutest thing you've ever seen? Professor Hauptmann's performing dogs. Professor Hauptmann's spectacular dogs. Watch them do somersaults, cartwheels and springs. See them cavorting and jumping through rings. Breathtaking stunts that amaze and surprise. Feats of skill and daring right before your own eyes. 17 schnauzers in bell-bottom trousers come tumbling out of a bar. They stagger and stumble and fall down and fumble, then all tumble into a car. One starts up the motor, and lo and behold, he crashes it right through the rail. A big English bulldog dressed up like a cop arrests him and takes him to jail. Someone up there in the third mezzanine said, ain't that the cutest thing you've ever seen? Professor Hauptmann's performing dogs. Professor Hauptmann's unparalleled dogs. For our grand finale, those marvelous mongrels surpassing their previous tricks, those incomparable canines alive and in person enacting the spirit of 76. One plays the fife and one beats the drum. One waves the flag while he walks and chews gum. Marching together with boots on their feet, shoulder to shoulder and right on the beat. Then on rush the redcoats and U.S. Marines. They fire guns and fall down dead just like human beings. Someone up there in the third mezzanine said, ain't that the cutest thing you've ever seen? Professor Hauptmann's performing dogs. Professor Hauptmann's hot warming. Troop of one storming. Super performing dogs.
Joan Morris with Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller's 1975 Professor Hauptmann's Performing Dogs. The 1920s were filled with bird songs, bluebirds, blackbirds, and more. Harry Woods wrote his first hit song in 1924. By 1926, he was an established professional. But that year, he wrote the song that made him a Tin Pan Alley legend. He wrote many hits and standards over the next two decades, but none had greater cachet than this Pollyanna song in which the robin comes bobbin. This is Jessica Mulaski.
When the red, red robin comes bobbin along, long, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up,
Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, cheer up. The sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bobbing along.
Jessica Mulaski, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin' Along. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. These next two songs are a little less happy-go-lucky, a cautionary tale and then a cautionary tale with a political bent. One trades in comic uplift, the other in anger. What they're ultimately about, though, is human relationships where the animals provide the metaphor and the lesson. From Rodgers and Hammerstein's 1955 score to Pipe Dream, William Johnson with All Kinds of People, and from David Shire and Richard Maltby Jr.'s 1990 score to Closer Than Ever, Lynn Winterstellar with The Bear, the Tiger, the Hamster, and the Mole.
The starfish may look unimportant, lying limply on his underwater shelf. He may look unimportant to you, but he's very interesting to himself. It takes all kinds of people to make up a world. All kinds of people and things. They crawl on the earth, they swim in the sea, and they fly through the sky on wings. All kinds of people and things. Of the buzzard, he is something I would never like to be. But who knows what goes on in his mind? He may think he is superior to me. You may not admire armadillos. They're repulsive and they lead peculiar lives. They may not look attractive to you, but they're very interesting to their wives. It takes all kinds of people to make up a world, all kinds of people and things. They crawl on the earth, they swim in the sea, and they fly through the sky.
Fertilizes herself. The hair, the condor, now that you've seen and can compare, why anyone with the will to dare can follow the tiger and the bear and hamster and the moor and me.
William Johnson, All Kinds of People, and Lynn Winterstellar, The Bear, the Tiger, the Hamster, and the Mole. It's only a matter of time before we get to love songs, happy songs, sad songs, but here they are. This is the kind of passionless but jazzy love song Broadway in the 20s specialized in. It's about being happy and having a mate. Both sides of the equation are equally happy with their motto. Wayne Bryan and Ann Morrison, never swat a fly.
Love has made me tender. I now appreciate every little creature on this earth that has a mate. Once I hated crickets.
Me too.
I couldn't stand a bee. Now here is the motto that I follow faithfully. Never swat a fly. He may love another fly. He may sit with her and sigh the way I do with you. Never harm a flea. He may have a favorite sheep that he bounces on his knee the way I do with you. Never stop a bee if he is going anywhere. You may be concluding some terrific love affair. Be careful, don't step on an ant in the middle of a pet. He may want to, but he can't the way I do with you.
I'm the same as you are. Tears come to my eyes when I see professors chasing helpless butterflies.
Mosquitoes while they play, they may want to make hay hay the way I do with you.
From Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and B.G. DeSilva's score to Good News, Wayne Bryan and Ann Morrison, Never Swat a Fly. You've got the miseries. You've got the ecstatics. Both moods earn you a song. The first asks a rhetorical question, while the second offers a bizarre invitation that turns sorrow into comic regret. Nobody loves you, so you prove you don't care by fooling around. Arthur Schwartz, How High Can a Little Bird Fly? And Gavin Creel and Carolee Carmello, Let's Go Eat Worms in the Garden.
Thank you.
got a feeling that I'm feeling higher than the highest star. My heart's dancing to a sing-song, happy spring song. What a magic spell I'm under, love is making me wonder. How high can a little bird fly? Is there a ceiling to the sky? I'm feeling higher than the ceiling, higher than a bird can fly.
Be absurd.
Well, what of it?
Don't be down in the dumps. I too had my bumps, but I love it. I love someone who don't love me. You love someone who don't love you. Let's go eat worms in the garden. Your man left you and turned you down. My gal gave me the runaround. Let's go eat worms in the garden. I wouldn't say die even if my gal's gone away. Somebody has gone giving up food to you two. We've been given the open air. No one loves us, but we don't care. Let's go eat worms in the garden.
I love someone who don't love me, and you love someone who don't love you. Let's go eat worms in the garden. My man left me and turned me down. Your gal gave you the runaround. Let's go eat worms in the garden. You had no clue that you were through until today. I couldn't say why. It was goodbye hopes, high hopes. We've been given the gate at last, but we'll have to come back. Let's go eat worms in the garden.
We're so sorry for poor old Joe. What a beating for poor old Joe. He's eating worms in the garden. Nancy's left him and turned him down. He's been given the runaround. He's eating worms in the garden. He's got his own vice. This is for guys that's got his goat.
From 1934, Arthur Schwartz with his and Howard Dietz's How High Can a Little Bird Fly, and from Kate Swift and Paul James' 1930 score to Fine and Dandy, Gavin Creel and Carolee Carmello, Let's Go Eat Worms in the Garden. These animal songs go way back to the early years of Tin Pan Alley. They suggest and seduce, they propose, and they tell stories of what goes on in the marriage, or to what the husband thinks is going on in the marriage. They come at you from every angle, on the wings of a bumblebee and the back of a lion. From 1911, Ada Jones and Billy Murray with Be My Little Baby Bumblebee, and then Murray with He Went In Like a Lion and Came Out like a lamb.
Queenie Bee lived all the lee, and she was a funny little honeybee.
Billy Bumble used to mumble round the rosemary,
where she would meet him, greet him, and then treat him to some honey sprees.
Then start a buzzing in a dozen different loving keys. Be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
Bring home all the honey love to me.
Little bee, little bee, little bee.
Let me spend the happy hours roving with you amongst the flowers. And when we get where no one else can see,
cuddle up, cuddle up, cuddle up.
Be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
We'll be just as happy as can be.
You and me, you and me, you and me.
Honey, keep a buzzing, please. I've got a dozen cousin bees,
but I want you to be my baby bumblebee. Willie, he flew o'er the leaves to call on her mama and her papa bee.
Papa bee said, goodness me, and mama said, we'll see.
If you can pay your way for every day, the price of honey grows dear.
But little Queenie said that for Sweeney and whispered in his ear, be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
Bring home all the honey love to me. Let me spend the happy hours roving with you amongst the flowers. And when we get where no one else can see,
cuddle up, cuddle up, cuddle up.
Be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
We'll be just as happy as can be.
You and me, you and me, you and me.
Honey, keep a buzzing, please. I've got a dozen cousin bees,
but I want you to be my baby bumblebee.
Said Jones, and I must run home like a deer. My wife gets wild when 1 o'clock draws near. Said Brown, you have no spunk at all. You ought to be ashamed. Why don't you be like me? I've got mine tamed. Come on around the block with me, you timid little mouse, and I will try to show you how a man goes in his house. He went in like a lion, a wild, raging lion. And when he got inside, he slammed the door. He said, well, here I am, and I don't give a continental. Then he gave an awful roar. But a great big cup of mocha hit him on the coco, followed by some huckleberry jam. And as she gently pulled out all the whiskers on his chin, she whispered, I'm a better man than you are, Gunga Din. He went in like a lion, a wild, raging lion. When she got through, he came out like a lamb. When Brown came came out, old Jones, he said. She sure did beat you up. Look out, old man, here comes another cup. Heads up, said Brown. When I went in, she threw her arms around my neck. Then she threw you out a wreck. But are you going to stand for that? And Brownie answered no. Just watch me going in again, and then stick for the show. He went in like a lion, a wild, raging lion. He heard a record playing Home Sweet Home. He said, I love that tune. And she said, you can have it, kid, as she bounced the record off his dome. She busted him with bubbles, and pack up all your troubles. The long, long trail hit him an awful slam. She had him chasing rainbows as the records flew like rain. He said goodbye forever, wait until we meet again. He went in like a lion, a wild, raging lion. When she got through, he came out like a lamb.
Billy Murray and Ada Jones with Henry Marshall and Stanley Murphy's 1911 Be My Little Baby Bumblebee, and Murray with Harry Von Tilzer and Andrew Sterling's 1920 He Went In Like a Lion and Came Out Like a Lamb. We've got a fish here and a bumblebee there, a robin here and a lion there. But the trick is to get all of them together in one place. Perhaps out on a dance floor back in the 1920s, with Bobby Short to lead the way at the Animals Ball.
Way down in Jungle Town, that's miles and miles around, they really have a time every night at the Animals Hall. When they begin to prance, you ought to see them dance. You'd laugh until your sides would ache when they call the figures out. Well, the monkey hollered, swing out Sam. The baboons taught of the old Shim Sham. Tiger's legs began to mooch, and the elephant did the hoochie-ma-cooch. Well, they really had a time dancing one and all. Doggone ball, can't you see I want to prance? You better let me have one dance. He gave one roar, broke down the door. That was the end of the dance. Well, the monkey came in a cabriolet. The baboon put on a mambo shade. The tiger's legs began to mooch, and the elephant did hooch my cooch. Well, they really had a time dancing one and all way down in that jungle.
Bobby Short at the Animals Ball. From teaching lessons to the young ones, all the way through happy lovers and funny stories, animals from Minnie to Maxie have had a role to play in the Great American Songbook. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Run along somewhere far away off, make it snappy. Oh, how I'd long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Little Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.